Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity. Today we're diving into something super important, especially with life moving as fast as it does these days. Cultivating gratitude. You know that feeling when you're just caught up in the whirlwind, deadlines, to-do lists, traffic jams, and you barely have time to breathe, let alone appreciate the good stuff? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good thing. Cultivating gratitude is like a superpower for your mental well-being. It can literally shift your entire perspective on life, turning those stressful moments into opportunities for growth and joy. So, how do we do it? How do we inject more gratitude into our daily hustle without sounding like some self-help guru spouting empty platitudes? Well, here are five key takeaways that have been game-changers for me. First up, make it a habit. Seriously, just like brushing your teeth or hitting the snooze button, guilty as charged. Make gratitude part of your routine. Maybe you jot down three things you're grateful for each morning in a journal, a hot cup of coffee, your comfy bed, that amazing playlist you discovered last week. It doesn't have to be profound, just genuine. Second, savor the small moments. You know, those little everyday wins that often get overlooked? That delicious first bite of your lunch, a warm shower after a long day, catching up with an old friend. These are gold. Take a moment to truly appreciate them. Feel the warmth on your skin, taste that flavor, listen to their laughter. It's all about slowing down and being present. Third, reframe your challenges. This one is tough, but think of it this way. Every obstacle is an opportunity for growth and learning. Instead of focusing on what's going wrong, try asking yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I use this experience to become stronger? Fourth, practice kindness. Being grateful isn't just about reflecting on your own blessings, it's also about extending that gratitude outwards. A simple act of kindness, holding the door for someone, complimenting a stranger, helping out a friend in need, can have a ripple effect, bringing joy to others and reminding you how interconnected we all are. And finally, remember that gratitude is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. So don't get discouraged if some days feel harder than others. Just keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself and your loved ones with a grateful heart. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking home from work after a long, stressful day. Your mind is racing with to-do lists and deadlines. Traffic was a nightmare, you spilled coffee on your shirt, and the email inbox feels like an angry mob demanding your attention. But as you turn the corner onto your street, something shifts. You notice the beautiful sunset painting the sky in hues of orange and purple. A dog runs past, wagging its tail excitedly, and a neighbor waves hello with a warm smile. Suddenly, that stressful day seems a little less overwhelming. You take a deep breath, feeling the cool evening air fill your lungs. A wave of gratitude washes over you, for your cozy apartment, your supportive family and friends, for simply being alive to experience this moment. It's a small shift, but it can make all the difference in how you approach the rest of your day. So remember, my friends, cultivating gratitude isn't about denying the challenges or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even amidst the chaos. It's about finding those pockets of joy and appreciating them, big or small, because life is full of incredible moments waiting to be discovered. Now, get out there and make a difference. Start your own gratitude journey today by jotting down three things you're grateful for right now. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of positivity. And remember, every day is a fresh start, an opportunity to cultivate more love, joy, and gratitude in your life. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'll catch you on the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.